is Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating stat cardiovascular consultation on patient Mullerstrom, M-O-L-L-E-R-S-T-R-O-M, first name Willard, W-I-L-L-A-R-D, date of birth May 31st, 1945, date of evaluation July 27, 2022. The chief complaint, right knee pain. The HPI, the patient is a 77-year-old male with history of hypercholesterolemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and right inguinal hernia, period. He had an episode of fall in approximately June through August of 2014, at which time he injured the right knee on a glass coffee table within his home, period. He had subsequently developed pain with associated swelling involving the medial aspect of the right knee. He had noted that pain had worsened on going downstairs, period. Pain was noted to be of moderate intensity, period. He was initially referred for physical therapy with Taylor and Thornburg, and further x-ray and MRI had been obtained, period. He was subsequently found to have a medial meniscal tear, period. He was then referred first to Dr. Warren Strudwick, period. He underwent meniscal surgery, period. Repeat MRI had subsequently revealed a subchondral compaction fracture, period. He then received injections to include Synvisc times 2, period. He had continued with symptoms involving his knee and was ultimately referred to Dr. Thomas Peetman in April of 2021, period. He had noted increasing pain despite his surgery, period. As noted, subsequent MRI had revealed impaction fracture, period. He had viscous injection with limited benefit and had sought a second opinion, period. He had continued with difficulty with ambulating, period. It was felt that he would ultimately require partial versus full knee replacement, period. Patient had been followed by Dr. Peetman. However, Dr. Peetman was no longer performing surgeries, and patient had subsequently been referred to Dr. Tooney Porter for further surgical treatment, period. He is now anticipated to have surgical treatment, period. He has ongoing is rated 5-6/10. Pain is limited to the knee. It is associated with a decreased range of motion, period. Past medical history. 1, eczema. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Next number, right inguinal hernia. Next number, slip and fall, September 2017. Next number, colonic polyp. Next number, prostatic hypertrophy. Next number, left knee injury. Past surgical history. Bilateral eye surgery for strabismus. Next number, status post left knee surgery, September 2, 2014. Next number, right inguinal hernia repair, 2019. Next number, knee injections involving the right knee. Next number, history of colonoscopy. The medications, Flomax 0.4 milligrams HS, Lomotil 1 tablet, Q2 PRN for diarrhea, Nasonex 1 spray each nostril daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history. He had a couple of sisters with breast cancer. Father deceased with coronary artery disease at age 65. Mother died at age 85. Social history. He has distant history of cigarette smoking, quit more than 35 to 40 years ago, period. He previously was very active, hiking, skiing, and doing multiple activities, period. Review of systems. He has recent fungal infection, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 123/64, pulse 59, respiratory rate 16, height 70 inches, weight 169.2 pounds. In general, he is a pleasant male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal, right knee demonstrates tenderness on palpation, decreased range of motion on flexion, tenderness on weight bearing, period. Data review, ECG, sinus rhythm 61 beats per minute, atrial premature complex noted, otherwise normal ECG. The impression, this is a 77-year-old male with history of right knee injury, which he initially sustained in a fall period. He had undergone conservative therapies to include Synvisc, injection, physical therapy with audit improvement. He had further underwent initial surgery per Dr. Strudwick, without significant improvement, period. He had sought a second opinion with Dr. Thomas Peetman. Patient was felt to ultimately require surgical treatment. He is now seen preoperatively. He has no significant cardiovascular risk. He does have a family history of coronary artery disease, period. However, patient is currently stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same recommendations. May proceed as surgically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.